Hey, Jenna, wait! Why are you in such a hurry? Are you late for your class again?
Hey, Matilda. Of course not. Hello, I'm always on time. Yeah, right. I've got to go home now to order tickets for the hurricane, because I've heard that they will be sold out soon.
Tickets for what? What's that hurricane?
Are you serious? Well, it's one of the biggest music festivals in Germany.
You know that I've been living here for a short time, so I don't know much about German festivals.
Well, it's a music festival which always takes place in Schesel. That's in the north of Germany. As I said, it's huge. There are always about 75,000 visitors, and they usually play rock, indie, and a bit of punk and electronic.
It sounds awesome! Are there any bands that I know there?
Yeah, sure they are. Last year, Florence and the Machine and Mumford & Sons played. This year, the Arctic Monkeys and Queens of the Stone Age are headlining. Oh, and Macklemore's coming too. I know that you like his music.
Oh, yes, I do. And now that you mention it, I've heard that he's going to perform at another festival. I think it's called Splash.
Oh, yeah, Splash. I've also heard about that. It's more of a hip-hop festival, isn't it?
Actually, it's one of Europe's biggest hip-hop and reggae festival. It has 20,000 to 25,000 visitors and takes place in Gräfenhainichen. It's a city in east of Germany. And do you know what's cool? The event is located at a lake, and you can see the concert while you're taking a dip. And except Macklemore, other famous artists will be there, like Wiz Khalifa, Ryan Lewis, and Mac Miller.
Maybe you've also heard about the Wacken Festival. I think it's one of the biggest metal festivals worldwide. It is not really my type of music, but I have seen a documentary called Full Metal Village about it once. It was really funny to see how all these metal fans, I think it were about 80,000, invaded this tiny village in the north of Germany for the 3 days of the festival. But as I said, it's not really my type of music. I think this year Rammstein, Motorhead and Deep Purple are among the main acts.
That's not really my thing either, but do you remember what Laura told us last week? Didn't she also tell us about a festival that she wants to go to?
Oh yes, what was it called again? Summer?
Summer Jam. She said that it takes place in Cologne and is one of the biggest reggae festivals in Europe. About 30,000 visitors attend there. In contrast to the other festivals, the visitors in this one are chilling out and have the opportunity to taste a mix of Jamaican and German food. You know, it's plentiful all over the site. And do you know who's gonna perform there?
Snoop Dogg.
He released a reggae album, but of course there will be other famous reggae artists there, like Gentleman, Patrice. But do you remember if she mentioned the date of the concert?
I think all of the festivals are taking place on weekends between June and August, but you can easily check that on the internet if you want to know for sure. All of them have their own website with all the important information.
And do they all last one whole weekend?
Yeah, usually they do. But normally they also offer one-day tickets, so you can choose if you want to spend the whole weekend there or just come for the day.
But where do the people stay if they want to stay for the whole weekend?
They are camping, of course. All of the festivals have camping areas. That is part of it. It gives every festival a special atmosphere because you're staying with people who usually share your taste in music, and everybody just wants to have fun and enjoy themselves. It's great.
Wow, it really sounds cool. Maybe I should check the website and get a ticket for one of the festivals myself.
Yeah, you should think about it. I'm definitely gonna get my ticket now. See you later.
See ya.